KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
34 degrees in Atlantic at 8 o'clock. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 63. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Iowa native astronaut Peggy Whitson is in Kazakhstan awaiting tomorrow's launch of a Russian rocket that'll take her to the International Space Station for her third mission. Whitson grew up on a farm in southern Iowa's Ringgold County near Beaconsfield, and during one of her previous space missions, nurtured a small crop of soybeans. She'll be space farming again during the coming 6 months in orbit.
I am growing a couple of things. There's some different types of basil that I'm growing, and then there's another more like a wheat germ type plant. Various plant investigations looking at how different plants grow, and obviously we are looking forward to the future where we are going to need to basically have plants with us in order to go on future exploration missions like to Mars.
The space station has grown since Whitson was last there, with new labs and a better view through a framed cupola. Many of the compartments are school bus size, and the full station is now about as big as a football field. Whitson says she's excited to learn about its new capabilities.
On my last flight, we first tested the oxygen generation system, and this time the urine processing facility is up and running, water processing facility, and it's going to be fun for me to see that whole life support system coming together and be able to participate and utilize that.
It'll be more crowded this time, too. The station has a crew, or had a crew of three during her most recent mission, but this time there will be six people on board, Whitson and another American, three Russians and a Frenchman. As for the 6 months ahead, the Beaconsfield native says she has no specific goals.
One of the things you learn with spaceflight is the only thing that's for sure is change. And so trying to have a specific goal assigned to a specific activity tends to set you up for failure. So this way I just have the goal of accomplishing as much science and various activities that need to be done.
Whitson has already logged 377 days aboard the orbiting station during missions in 2002 and 2007. In February, she'll celebrate her 57th birthday there and will be the oldest American woman ever in space. Among her accomplishments, Whitson will be the first woman to command a station twice. Launch aboard the Soyuz MS-2 spacecraft is scheduled for 2:20 p.m. Central Time tomorrow. Well, two people from Eastern Iowa were arrested on drug charges last week in Adair County. Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports deputies arrested 42-year-old Annette Lee Zien and 34-year-old Mark Anthony Clark II, both of Waterloo, following a traffic stop for registration violation Wednesday evening on Interstate 80. Zien and Clark were charged with possession of a controlled substance after a deputy detected an odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle. A subsequent search revealed a baggie of pot in the vehicle's center console. Zine was also having, or rather also had, a bag of green leafy substance in her pants. The pair were taken into custody and brought to the Adair County Jail. They were later released on $1,000 bond each. And a Central Iowa man was arrested November 6th for public intoxication, driving under suspension, and open container in a motor vehicle. 41-year-old Vilakam Luvan of Des Moines was arrested after an Adair County deputy stopped and checked on a stalled vehicle on I-80 eastbound at around 12:30 a.m. Luvan told the deputy his vehicle had run out of gas and he needed a ride to Des Moines. In the front seat of the vehicle, there were several empty bottles of beer. A preliminary breath test indicated his intoxication level was more than three times the legal limit. Luvan told the deputy he began to drink the beer after his vehicle ran out of gas. A check of records indicated the man's license was suspended. Luvan was brought to the Adair County Jail and later released on $300 bond. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater wants you to know that the Sheriff's Office there in Greenfield is an official drop-off site for the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve's Toys for Tots program. A collection box is located in the front lobby of the Sheriff's Office for new, non-gift-wrapped toys. The toys will be accepted through December 15th. If you'd like more information on the Toys for Tots program, go to www.toysfortots.org. The Creston Police Department reports a few arrests on drug charges. On Friday, early Friday morning, in fact, 18-year-old Cheyenne Goodnight of Corning was arrested on charges of possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. That same morning, 22-year-old Blade Fox of Creston was arrested, also for possession of controlled substance and possession of paraphernalia. He was released from the Union County Jail on a promise to appear in court. And 19-year-old Sydney Dimler of Corning was arrested for possession of paraphernalia and possession of controlled substance. She was later released on a $1,000 bond. Also at that same place and time, 19-year-old Dakota Williams of Creston was arrested for possession of paraphernalia and a controlled substance. His bond was set at $1,000 and he was later released. And 25-year-old Michael Sickles of Corning was arrested along with the other folks at the same location on the same charges. He was released from the Union County Jail on a promise to appear later in court. Creston police report also that a resident of the 200 block of North 8th Street reported on Friday night that sometime between 7:45 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. on Friday, someone had taken two solar lights and a projection-style Christmas light from the outside of her residence. The loss was estimated at $100. In other news, discount bus company Megabus has announced that it will make its last trips between Omaha and Chicago early next year. The 5-year-old Omaha to Chicago route will end on January 9th. The New Jersey-based company said low gas prices have reduced demands for Megabus' services. The route also has stops in the Iowa cities of Des Moines, Davenport, and Iowa City. Tickets from Omaha and Chicago were priced Friday between $15 and $59 for rides over the next month. Burlington Trailways continues to offer bus service from Chicago to Omaha. Tickets with that line were priced Friday at $75. Megabus says the route cancellation is part of a wider reorganization of their Midwest hub, with job losses expected in Chicago and cutbacks in some other routes. A third person died this weekend in a brutal machete attack in central Iowa late last month. 78-year-old Juan Jimenez of Perry had been in a coma for several weeks. He died Saturday from injuries suffered in a vicious attack on October 29th. 25-year-old Carlos Marlo Hernandez Ventura is already in custody in the killings of 34-year-old Lourdes Fordelique and her daughter, 14-year-old Melanie Barraza. All three of the victims were found in a home that Jimenez was renting to the girl and her mother. Court documents say Ventura Hernandez used a machete in the attack, and all of the victims suffered from multiple lacerations. And President-elect Donald Trump and Republicans who control Congress have pledged to repeal and replace Obamacare. And Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says improvements in the health care available to veterans as part of the agenda for the 2017 Congress.
I am very hopeful that we will move in a direction which will allow our veterans choice. And I have heard a lot of great comments about our VAs, whether it's Omaha, Des Moines, Iowa City. There are veterans that receive great care there because we have doctors and nurses that love our veterans. And that shows through the work that they do. But unfortunately, we still have an antiquated system that doesn't allow for every veteran to walk through their doors and receive care.
A 2014 federal law allows veterans to seek care closer to home if a VA facility is more than 40 miles from their home or if they've waited more than 30 days for an appointment with a doctor or specialist. The law is scheduled to expire in August of 2017, so Congress must either extend it or propose changes. As a senator since 2015, Ernst has been focusing on ensuring veterans have access to mental health care services.
I do have a bill that we will be proceeding with, pushing very hard to expand access for mental health care for veterans. And, of course, military sexual assault is another big issue. And I look forward to placing those bills on President Trump's desk. So we should see some great results coming up with veterans' issues. And Trump has stated he will work with us on those.
An estimated 20 veterans commit suicide every day, and Ernst is a co-sponsor of a Military Sexual Assault Victims Empowerment Act. If passed, the bill would let soldiers who are victims of sexual assault to seek treatment wherever they wish, rather than limiting their options to a facility in the VA system. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.